Some other members of that band were Eddie Edwards, the trombonist, co-composer of many of the ODJB tunes. He was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, started violin at the age of 10, switched to trombone at age 15, and worked with the band of Jack Lane, Papa Lane as he was known, and played professional baseball in and around New Orleans. In Chicago in 1916, Edwards worked with another band before joining up with cornet player Nick LaRocca as a founding member of ODJB, and Eddie Edwards remained associated with the original Dixieland Jazz Band for many years, except for a short stint in the U.S. Army and a band led by Jimmy the Schnozzle Durante, both in 1918 and 1919. The drummer, Antonio Tony Spabaro, was ODJB drummer from its origin to its last and final dissolution in 1956. He began drumming in New Orleans at age 14 and also later worked in New York with Dixielanders like Miff Mole, Phil Napoleon, Pee Wee Irwin, Tony Parenti, Eddie Condon, appearing at Condon's Club and in the Nixielanders and that whole crowd. Tony Spabaro was the last of the ODJB founders to pass on in his early 70s in 1969. Dave Redlauer with you for a survey of the impact of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the first of two parts. And we're going to turn next to some European recordings and see what the legacy of ODJB was on the European continent and in England. The discographer Brian Rust, himself an Englishman, assessed the impact of ODJB this way. The extraordinary effect of cornet, trombone, clarinet, piano, and drums working to produce intricate melodic patterns without written scores, floated on a firm, unsinkable rhythmic foundation, drove Chicago wild in the heady days prior to the United States' entry into World War I. It stunned the blasé patrons of New York's Reisenweber Café on Columbus Circle, and it shook the Hippodrome audiences in London, eager for something, anything, to help expunge the nightmare of the war just ended. They roared their approval in London. The Dixielanders played at various clubs in London, notably the Embassy in Bond Street, patronized by royalty, and the Mayfair set. Young London flocked to hear and dance to this incredible band. Among them were many teenagers who, inspired by the Dixieland example, became musicians and even band leaders themselves. Among them, Harry Roy and one of Britain's finest trombonists, Lou Davis. He's talking, of course, about the 1919-1920 visit to London of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Here's the Dutch Swing College. Dutch band, yes, first from 1960 at the Jazz Band Ball, and then from 1949, the original Dixieland one-step, these from the repertory of ODJB. On the 1949 recording, this is rather rare, a 78 on Rampart Records, recorded in The Hague, two clarinets, including leader Peter Schuppert, finally the wonderful little five-piece band from France known as Orfeon Celeste, band recorded live at the Concertgebouw Concert Hall in the Netherlands in 1983 with Clarinet Marmalade. We start with the Dutch Swing College. Stand back. It's at the Jazz Band Ball. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, the excellent French quintet Orfeon Celeste, recorded live at the Concertgebouw in the Netherlands from their stomp-off album Shimmy Shawabble. Before that, a rare 78 of the Dutch Swing College from 1949, playing original Dixieland one-step, and the Dutch Swing College in 1960, playing at the Jazz Band Ball.